Yes, Alyssa.
Hi, Jonah. How are you? Jonah, I'm calling you because this case, Marlon Stewart, I already spoke with the caregiver, and he told me that, like, he wants to go, but he doesn't have money to go tomorrow to the case.
Always something. Hold on.
Okay.
Let me pull it up where it's holding now, because I know the patience is a bit difficult. I mean, he can't get to him. There's no way for us. I mean, he needs us to Uber him. Ask Sarah. I'll call Sarah.
I spoke with her and she told me to speak with you.
I mean, I could one time. It depends where it is. Is he on the schedule already?
Yes, he's going tomorrow.
Hold on, Stewart. He's not on the schedule.
Okay, I just confirmed it with them, so I was about to put it, but he let me know that in the call, so.
Let me see how far it is, because.
Okay.
His name is Hector Tirado.
Mm-hmm.
I am checking.
Okay.
Half an hour, 12 miles. I mean, it's 12 miles away. It's a 25-minute drive. On the train, it's an hour and a half. Does he have a car?
I don't know. I can ask him.
Because if he doesn't have a car, it's not going to work.
Okay, I understand.
At least an hour and a half by public transportation. It's going for a 6-hour shift, right? And the round trip is probably going to cost us between $70 to $100. On a 6-hour shift, we would make $10, $15, $20. As like a one-time thing, I might do it, but that means he doesn't have money until whenever. He's not going to have money until...
Next Friday.
Until next Friday, so I can't do that every single day. He has to be able to get to work.
Yeah, I want to let him know.
Yeah, let me call Sarah.
Okay.
Bye.